My Utmost for Its Highest by Oswald Chambers. YMCA chaplain, British military chaplain, and college professor. March 21st, from the contemporary version. Identified or simply interested. I have been crucified with Christ, Galatians 2:20. The inescapable spiritual need each of us has is the need to sign the death certificate of our own sin nature. I must take my emotional emotions and intellectual beliefs and be willing to turn them into a moral verdict against the nature of sin, that is, against my claim I have to my own rights to myself. Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. He did not say, I have made a determination to imitate Jesus Christ, or I will really make an effort to follow him, but I have been identified with him in his death. Once I reach this moral decision and act on it, all that Christ accomplished for me on the cross is accomplished in me. My unrestrained commitment to myself, to God, gives the Holy Spirit the opportunity to grant to me the holiness of Jesus Christ. It is no longer I who live. My individuality remains, but my primary motivation for living and the nature that rules me are radically changed. I have the same human body, but the old satanic right to myself has been destroyed. And the life which I now live in the flesh, not the life which I long to live or even pray that I live, but the life I now live in my mortal flesh, the life which others can see, I live by faith in the Son of God. This faith is not Paul's own faith in Jesus Christ, but the faith the Son of God had given to him. See Ephesians 2:8. It is no longer a faith in faith, but a faith that transcends all imaginable limits, a faith that comes only from the Son of God. Here ends Oswald's reading. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul describes his relationship to Christ in terms of a profound personal attachment to and a reliance on his Lord. Those who have faith in Christ live their lives in intimate union with their Lord, both in his death and resurrection. All believers have been crucified with Christ on the cross. They have died to the law as a means of salvation, and now live through Christ for God. Because of salvation in Christ, sin no longer has control over them. We who have been crucified with Christ now live with him in his resurrection life. Christ and his strength live within us, becoming the source of all of life and the center of all our thoughts, words, and deeds. It is through the Holy Spirit that Christ's risen life is continually communicated to us. Our sharing in the death of Christ and resurrection is appropriated through faith, that is, constant belief, love, devotion, and loyalty we have to the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. This living by faith can be seen as living by the Spirit.